Morning Watch, Knowing, Experiencing, and Enjoying Christ as Revealed in Philippians, Week 6, Attaining to the Out-Resurrection. Monday, Related Verses. Philippians 3, verse 11. If perhaps I may attain to the out-resurrection from the dead. Revelations 20, verse 6. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over these the second death has no authority, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and will reign with him for 1,000 years. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16. Because the Lord himself, with the shout of command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. John 11, verse 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes into me, even if he should die, shall live. Philippians 3, verses 13 through 14. Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind, and stretching forward to the things which are before. I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. Hebrews 6, verses 18 through 20. In order that by two unchangeable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we may have strong encouragement, we who have fled for refuge, to lay hold of the hope set before us, which we have as an anchor of the soul, both secure and firm, and which enters within the veil, where the forerunner, Jesus, has entered for us, having become forever a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. Related reading. The out-resurrection from the dead denotes the outstanding resurrection, the extra resurrection, which will be a prize to the overcoming saints. All believers who are dead in Christ will participate in the resurrection from the dead at the Lord's coming back, but the overcoming saints will enjoy an extra outstanding portion of that resurrection. This is the better resurrection mentioned in Hebrews 11, verse 35. The better resurrection is not only the first resurrection, the resurrection of life, but also the out-resurrection, the resurrection in which the Lord's overcomers will receive the reward of the kingdom, which the Apostle Paul sought after. To pursue toward the goal of the out-resurrection is to pursue a life which is out of the old creation and holy in God. This out-resurrection is actually Christ himself in resurrection. We may also say that in his person, Christ portrays the out-resurrection. Before the incarnation, crucifixion, and resurrection of Christ, there was no such portrait, for there was not yet such a thing as the out-resurrection. Before Christ's incarnation, God had not been joined to his creation, but one day the Son of God came into the old creation. When he was crucified, he brought the entire old creation to the cross and nailed it there. Hence, through crucifixion, Christ terminated the old creation. Furthermore, when he was buried, he brought the old creation, which was symbolized by the grave clothes, with him into the tomb. When he was resurrected, he left the grave clothes behind. This indicates that the old creation was left in the tomb. When Christ came forth in resurrection, he was a person absolutely out of the old creation and in God. This is the meaning of the expression, the out-resurrection. Christ attained to this out-resurrection through crucifixion and resurrection. According to the New Testament, we should not separate the out-resurrection from the person of Christ, for Christ himself is actually the out-resurrection. This means that when we received the Lord Jesus, we also received the out-resurrection. Having this mind is related to pursuing the out-resurrection. To have this mind is to have the understanding and realization that as those who have been chosen, redeemed, and regenerated by God, we must pursue one thing, to have our living out of the old creation and in God. This means that our whole life should be in the out-resurrection. This out-resurrection is actually the dear, precious, excellent person of Christ, the very one who, through crucifixion and resurrection, has passed out of the old creation and has entered into God. This wonderful one is far more excellent than the angels. Angels still belong to the old creation. They have not experienced crucifixion or resurrection. But after Christ was crucified and buried, he was resurrected out of the old creation and into God. Christ himself is the reality of the out-resurrection. Now we must pursue a life which is this wonderful person of Christ. With Paul, we should be able to say, "To me, to live is Christ." Paul could also testify that he had been crucified with Christ and that Christ lived in him. The very Christ who lived in Paul is the one who, in his own person, is the out-resurrection. We need to pursue toward the goal of the out-resurrection, which is our dear and excellent Christ himself. What a blessing it is to see this. How blessed we would be in our family life if we pursued a life which is out of the old creation and in God.